Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Rochester Airport of Entry announced yesterday it seized approximately 200 counterfeit items back in October, which added up to nearly $2 million. Among the notable items snagged were knockoff versions of popular brand items from Gucci bags to Rolex watches, and even a knockoff North Face jacket. They said the fraudulent goods violate intellectual property rights, Food and Drug Administration rules, and included some drug paraphernalia as well. $2 million. That's a lot of counterfeit goods.
That is a lot of counterfeit goods. Every day, more and more people are getting calls from contact tracers to let them know they've been exposed to COVID-19 and whether or not they need to quarantine. But contact tracers play a crucial role in public health emergency. But leaders say that they're lacking a lot of cooperation from COVID-positive people or those who have potentially been exposed. It has made it a lot more difficult for them to do their job effectively and trace back where this virus came from. Right now, it's based on an honor system and telling people who you've seen in the last however many days. And a lot of people aren't being truthful. So I don't know if people know this or not, but according to New York State, any violation of social distance protocols could actually cost you up to $500 to $1,000 in a fine.
Yeah.
And that includes lying or withholding the truth of who you've been exposed to when it comes to contact tracing. I had a friend who just tested positive last week, and she told people that she was positive, and they're like, well, don't say my name that you saw me to the health department.
Yeah, that's not going to help. Can't imagine.
Because they don't want to court. It's like,
can't imagine why we're spiking.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So if you ever get caught up in contact tracing, like, I feel as if it's your civic duty to tell the truth and stop the spread.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked with Brendan Summers from Houston NBC. He was caught up in contact tracing. Thankfully, never tested positive for the virus.
Right.
And he's clear now, but, you know, he wasn't at work for a while because of that.
Right.
But, yeah, it is. It's true.
It sucks, obviously, but, I mean, it's going to suck more if you, like, get really sick and potentially die.
Or infect others around
you.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the Team PXY feed. Winter sports deemed to be high risk by city officials have been pushed back to January 4th of next year for their start date. This comes as the number of COVID cases continues to increase throughout New York State. Those high risk sports include basketball, hockey, wrestling, and competitive cheerleading. Low and moderate risk sports, these are all high school sports, by the way, which are listed as bowling, indoor track and field, gymnastics, swimming and diving, and skiing, are still on schedule to begin as they had planned on November 30th.
All right. Some good news when it comes to COVID. I know we do good news every morning around 9:10, but this one, I couldn't even wait. The leading coronavirus vaccine candidate being developed by Pfizer and BioNTech has actually submitted the progress. And within days, actually, the company announced that right now, the vaccine found it was 95% effective.
Wow.
That's up from the 90% last week
when
we talked about that and announced it. But the effectiveness was consistent for all ages, for all race demographics. And it seems to be a pretty blanket vaccine that's not going to affect or have certain side effects to certain people. So that's good. When are we getting it? I mean, this stuff is really serious. They're in phase 3 right now of the trials, but it's obviously going to take a little bit. But it's good to know that the progress is there.
Yeah, no.
And
again,
they're moving up in the right direction.
It's the light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up, the Team PXY feed next hour, Amazon diving into another industry, and it's causing a ripple effect. Ugh.
Oh, no.
Why? It's going to get to the point where it's literally just Amazon. That's all we have. It's going to be very sad to look around at just empty stores because Amazon murdered all of them. So we'll get to that. The latest one that's under attack from Amazon coming up around 8:25. Up online at 98pxy.com, we've got the good news blog for you. If you want to take a look at that, that is up there. Also, there's a puppy shortage, Breeze.
What?
And this is leading to a rise in animal thefts. You better watch those dogs of yours. I know.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, more on that up at 98pxy.com. And you can jump in early for today's Savage Sensible. We're actually going to talk to Trisha, who reached out to us about this one. Savage or Sensible? Going to your family's Thanksgiving without your significant other because they got cut from the list because of COVID. Again, trying to keep it under 10. She said,
oh, dear God.
Got a lot of siblings, and it's just impossible to have everybody there and be under 10. So she wants to know, would it be savage to still go? We'll get to that. We'll actually talk to her just after 8 o'clock this morning. But you can start voting early at 98pxy.com or by texting in the keyword vote to 585-222-9800.
All right.
All right. Coming up next.
Good.
Breezy, you made an observation.
I'm so rattled right now.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. I don't know why specifically. This is just so annoying to me, but...
You shouldn't be surprised by this, by the way.
I am surprised.
But why?
Well, it just leans into my theory of 2020 has made us extremely desperate for human interaction and human attention,
yeah.
Which, like... Welcome. Thank you for joining me. I mean, this is in my life whole
Now everyone whole time. Knows what it's like to be you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So obvious, clearly.
I would argue that, yeah, we definitely have more of a want of in-person human connection. But I don't think what you observed is out of the ordinary for really any time. I truly don't.
I think there's a caveat to that.
Okay.
And what I saw last night... Uh-huh. I want to know if this is things that everyone sees or if this is just a me thing.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Where Breezy saw people flirting that she feels like they shouldn't be flirting next.